This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is the Scummy Mummies podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Scummy Mummies podcast. It's me, Helen Thorne.
And it's me, Ellie Gibson.
And today we have Hattie Ashdown. Hooray!
Hooray!
Welcome, Hattie Ashdown. So I'm going to introduce you, Hattie. You are a comedian, a writer, radio and TV star, pregnant woman, and a vlogger. And you live down the road.
That's the main reason I'm here. Come on.
Yeah. Wow. We like locally sourced comedians. Thank you very much, Hattie. And you're the best scarf wearer of it we've ever had on the podcast.
You do like a headscarf, don't you?
I do, yeah.
It's your signature look, would you say?
Yes. Yeah. I'm glad that you picked that up. Because, you know, all the trendy to wear them now. And I'm like, I've been wearing it for about 5-6 years. Although they did sort of start in the war, I guess. I didn't really set it off, really.
Wow.
The Land Girls did. But, just an easy, you know, get it all up and...
That's fine. Okay. We're really thrilled about having Hattie because... You're funny and brilliant, but also you're the first pregnant woman we've had on. So we've had a pregnant woman who's already had a child,
right?
And we've had a dad to be, but we've never had a mum to be.
Oh, so you're first time mummy.
Yeah, so you're like our virgin pregnant woman.
Oh, I'm honoured. Well, I love your podcast, ladies. So I'm with celebrities.
You are sporting quite an impressive bump. How far along are you?
So I'm 30. What did I say earlier? 36. Tomorrow
36 weeks.
So in general, this last week it started, you know, taking that turn of like, I'm really going to have to take each day as it comes in terms of planning nights out or anything. Not that I'm going out raving, but you know, like gigs or anything like that. I'm kind of like, I'm going to have to let you know that day if I can make that gig or, you know, well, that sort of thing. But
yeah, that's right. And what's your pregnancy been like so far?
At the beginning I had the 3 months I was like feeling sick, well, not actual sick, but just the feeling sick. You know, and everybody says about morning sickness, and of course it's not, it's just all day.
I really think they should rename it. It needs a rebrand. It's time.
I just thought it was so weird when the first signs of pregnancy for me were big sore boobs. I couldn't poo, but I just weed all the time, and I felt sick. It's like, oh, motherhood, what a lovely start.
Yes. It's a 9-month hangover.
Hooray! <That's right>.
But yeah, and then after that, I did go into the, I guess, honeymoon sort of period where I'm like, I'm just booking loads of stuff up, and I guess that's where my vlog started as well. It was just like, yeah, I'm just going to do this, I'm going to do that. I can show my agent I'm still with it, and... so that was nice period where it lasted.
Yeah. So tell us about your vlog. What's it called?
Well, I've been wanting to do it. It's called Hattie's Real Preggy Vlogs. And I'd wanted to do sort of, you know, people have been saying to me, oh, you should do, you know, like regular little chatting to the camera. I don't know why people think I'd be interested in doing that, but and I kept sort of wanting to, I didn't want to just be one of those people going, oh, hi. You know, I wanted to find a theme. I got pregnant and I found my theme. So I
can't imagine what that's like.
Yes. So yeah, so I and then I was sort of looking around online, as you do when you get pregnant, looking for advice and just googling things you shouldn't be googling. And obviously other search engines are available, but they're not, are they? Not really.
No.
And some terrible vlogs came up, you know, just people, it seemed to be either people really, really perfect and just like, this is my nursery and my bump is this size, and it's like, I don't really care, like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just all a bit too perfect or too miserable. People were just like, so I was like, I feel like I want to do something in between.
Yeah.
So,
sort of jolly, but not,
yeah.
Not Pinterest. No, no bunting.
Well, actually, I do have bunting in the background.
Oh, here we go. Don't get me started on bunting.
I'm pro-bunting.
Are you?
Yeah, I love a bunt.
I'm bunting phobic. makes me feel unnerved.
You better not come around my house. You might come out in a rash. We had loads of bunting for my wedding, you see, which my kind of a family member made it up. And so afterwards, like, oh, we'll just put it in the living room. It does look quite cool. It's a cool one, though. It's got, like, you know, leopard print bits. It's not all...
Okay.
Twee.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. So it's
become... I'm just being polite.
The bunting has become famous in my vlogs a little bit. But anyway. Yeah, so I wanted to do something that was a bit ripped. And yeah, and it would be, I guess, useful as well. You know, sort of... disclosing stuff, you know, lots of stuff that I thought, oh, everyone knows about that, and then you realise, you know, people don't. So and it's been really fun, and sometimes you're like, I really can't be bothered, why am I doing this? And then a bit like doing a gig in some ways, you know, that then afterwards you go, oh, I feel a bit better now. But yeah, it's just been me, it's learning stuff and meeting the people I've met. It's been really, really interesting, you know, hypnobirthing people and the kinesio tape. Yeah, it's like a support tape which stays stuck to you, like gaffer tape.
So it's a bit like a Cher tribute, really. You know, her turn back time, but for pregnancy. If only you could turn back time, Hattie.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a big fan of the vlog. Yeah. I sound like an absolute ding-dong. Vlog.
It's a difficult word. It's up there with... Do you remember bookazines?
Bookazines?
Yeah, that was
what
a thing.
What are they?
That was when I used to work for a magazine, when there were magazines, and... magazines were going out of fashion because the internet had been invented, and so my boss decided that we would start doing bookazines, which are like sort of books,
right,
but like magazines. Do you see?
What, they were made with glossy paper.
None of us really ever
I've
got
never
on board,
had that one
to be honest.
Before.
Yeah, so yeah, bookazines.
Sounds a bit Alan Partridge, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was a bit. anyway,
I was going to talk about my favourite episode. I think it's just my favourite episode. Thing about pregnancy as well was episode 12, the top 10 annoying things to say to people when they're pregnant.
Yeah.
So these were things that were said at you, but also at friends that you know as well.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I get annoyed. People keep asking me because we're choosing not to tell people what our name choices are. And I just got annoyed with people keep asking. It's like, and then when I talk to other people, oh my God, other people are having it much worse than me. Mm-hmm. It's the birth stories is a lot of the things. Like, you know, the negative thing of like, are you scared? You know, and all like that. And then I think one of my favourites is my friend having like, oh, well, you know, my sister-in-law, she teared so badly. She had like 3-degree burns, couldn't have sex for 5 years after.
Lucky her.
Anything negative, it's like, just say nice things, please. But
yeah,
saying on Facebook the other day about people, particularly guys, and this is not me being sexist in any way, because I haven't any girls do this, just for the need to shout, and they just go, well, you've got to love 2 weeks, and you're like, oh, I don't need that when actually I've got 2 months to go.
Yeah. You become absolute public property as soon as you've got a bit of a bump. I find myself doing it too, because like on the bus or the train, if there's a pregnant lady, I'm like, how are you going? Because it feels like I'm in, you know, like, or as soon as you've got a baby or a dog or whatever, that you suddenly become much more, Oh, nice burp, Joe.
Good work.
You become very public.
Yeah.
And people just spill their opinions at you. Yes. And
we had one particular day where it was like, God, I'm just public property today. Everyone wants to talk to me. It's a really hot day. I guess that's why. They go, oh, bet you're suffering. And you're like, no, I'm having a great time. but yeah, and they start off really nice, like, oh, I was pregnant in the summer, I know it's a nightmare. And then I had about three women in one day on the way to Brighton just sort of telling me, I mean, I love my son, but never again. Thanks. And it's like, yeah, I don't know if they think they're... I don't know what they think they're doing.
No.
They're helping you in some way.
I mean, I don't want to worry you, but
here we go.
I am going to tell you that if you think this is bad, wait till you actually have a baby that you're pushing around in a pram, and especially if it's a super cute baby, which I'm sure it will be, in its little headscarf. You know, people, again, it doesn't stop the whole public property thing, and people will come, and like... I used to do a bit about, you know, people will come up and go, oh, isn't he lovely, didn't he look like his dad? And so, I always like to say, when they go, oh, he looked like his dad, didn't he look like his dad? And just go, yes, yes. Of course, we'll never really know who the father is. That shuts them up, sends them on their way.
Yeah.
Off you go. That's the end of that conversation in the middle of the supermarket. So there you are, top tip for you, Hattie. You can have that.
I love that.
Obviously you videoed yourself, you know, in the run up to the birth, having spray tans and all sorts, very exciting. Are you going to video? Oh, thank you, Joe.
Didn't even blink.
Full of
fun. Just like his dad.
Smells just like it. Are you going to video the birth?
No, I think I wouldn't want it all video, but like I was saying to my partner, well, it's husband, really. I feel so grown up saying husband, still relatively new. Just, you know, that's why we got married, pregnant now. I was saying, oh, could you just like, you know, not when it gets really intense, but just make, because I'm having a pool birth and everything. And I was like, you know, just for me, if anything, I wouldn't put it, I don't think I'd put it on the vlog or anything, maybe a few pictures. But he was like, oh, you always get me to video things and then I'm not in the moment because I'm behind the camera. That's what he said. I'm like, it's a bit different than a gig. Like,
yeah.
But so
I have photos that the midwife took just as I pulled Matilda out of the pool, and it just caught me holding the baby and Will, and we're all looking at each other. So that was really nice, and it's nice. But there's some that I've just deleted because it was just too much fanny and boob and umbilical cord. It looked like I had a massive dick, and it, which is, you know, always been a dream of mine. But you know, I just had to delete them. I didn't think people needed to see that.
I want to see that.
Yeah. We were talking the other day, it's like, obviously, with that one born every minute, everything's so edited and it's all about the drama, obviously. And obviously, a real birth, if you film the whole thing, is probably quite boring.
Yeah, because the contractions can be like half an hour apart. And so you just, you're just sort of hanging out waiting for this whole baby business to kick off. So it can be pretty dull, really.
Yeah.
Although I would say not for everyone.
No,
I don't know. I just get, because I thought, oh, yeah, because like in my NCT, it was all, oh, it'll take 3 days and don't bother. You know, if you start contracting on Sunday, don't bother ringing the hospital till the following month.
Yes.
They'll just send you home. So when I started contracting, I thought, oh, well, here we go. This is going to be days and days. And then I was in quite a lot of pain and I was like, oh, my God, this is going to go on for days. And I wish I'd actually known that that's not necessarily the case, because he was out in 12 hours.
Yeah.
So, yeah, again, I'm not saying this to scare you. I'm saying don't necessarily assume that you'll be there for days, because, you know, who knows?
Have you got some affirmations? Have you got like, Hattie, you're calm.
Yeah.
Come on, Hattie.
Yeah, and Alex has to send me an affirmation, text me every day with an affirmation and all that.
Gosh, I want this in my relationship.
Well, yeah, it's just nice, because it's like, you know.
Isn't it?
I get an affirmation from my husband every day. You're still annoying.
Kiss, kiss, kiss.
You still owe me a fiver. Yeah, it's nice.
No pasta for dinner. And have you got, I was going to say a talisman. That's not the right thing. Have you got some things you want to take with you with the birth? Like good luck things or...
Not massively. I don't sound silly, but I hate bright lights. So, like, I'm like, I'm going to take my fairy lights. I'm not taking my bunting, don't worry. yeah, but no.
You could hang some off the umbilical cord. That would be nice, wouldn't it? Little flags.
You might cringe because when you were saying about going out of the pram, I have pimped up my pram with bunting.
We will require photos, Hattie. We'll be here. Now you're a comedian. Your career has been based around being funny. Has there?
As one would hope a comedian's career is. Yes, you're one of those serious comedians. Have you thought of trying to be funny? Helen's gone. Oh, it's my favourite thing when she tells the guest what they do for a living and then explains it in case they've misunderstood their own vocation.
Look, see, I liked it. I was like, oh, this person sounds great.
I was going to ask, has there been moments where your sense of humour has failed you, that you sort of, that there's bits in the pregnancy where you're like, just this is not what I signed up for, this is not the Pampers ad that, you know, belly rubbing and soft furnishings and bunting.
God, I feel like I should say yes, but no, not really. I mean, I haven't gigged that much. But half of that wasn't to do with pregnancy. After Edinburgh last year, I was kind of wanting to take stock. I was bored from my material. I was kind of like, oh, I think I'm going to sort of just write stuff. So I'd sort of didn't have anything. You have to book up so in advance. It's ridiculous. So I was like, oh, I've got quite a lot of space. And then I got pregnant and I sort of had a few booked in. And I actually really, I don't know how this is going to go. And I really enjoyed gigging and stuff and felt this like new power came over when gigging in the sense of, like, you know, you just get really nervous about the silliest things. It's like, when, you know, I'm pregnant, I've got this going on. This is nothing. So it sort of gave me an air of, like, whatever.
I felt like that. I felt like almost like it was almost like a layer of protection. Like it, like if this goes bad, gig goes badly, or someone says something nasty, or someone heckles, whatever, it just can't touch me because I just care more about this baby than anything that could possibly happen at this gig. You know.
Yeah. Mm. I have enjoyed comedy much more after having a baby because I just feel like, actually, it's a night out.
Yeah, that's
good. You know, I'm away from the family, but I just don't care. And often I'm so tired, I get a bit kind of like, ah, f*** it. And I think that's when the really good comedy comes out. Yeah. It's like,
I'm writing. I must admit, like, I'm not really writing any sort of scripts or anything at the moment. I found that kind of just the focus for that, and that's the baby brain, although I hate saying that.
What I find really funny about this whole pregnancy thing, obviously, it is very... want to know when the baby was conceived. So they're talking about you and your husband having sex. I want to know that.
I haven't had that.
Really?
I haven't had that.
It's an Australian thing. Your friends. Where was the baby conceived? Oh, I remember.
Really?
Because we conceived Matilda in Australia, and we were staying between Will's parents' house and my parents' house. And obviously, when you count back 9 months, it's to our 3-week trip home. They're like, oh, whose house was it? I'm like, I don't...
Well, your parents are.
Yeah. Oh. I know. And I remember my sister-in-law, who I love, she's like, oh, so was it mum and dad's house, or was it the beach house, or was it... I'm like, I don't really know. I want to say.
Definitely.
But I think that might be an Australian thing.
Yeah, they're very open in many ways.
Which normally I think is a good thing, but that's a little much.
Well, I'm quite open in my family, and my sister, I know my sister always goes on, because she goes, she was always giving little tips when they were, well, it's the thing with telling people you're trying, I hate that, but you know, I just sort of told my sister and stuff, and then she goes, well, wait, I think we can see the twins in the bath, you know. I think the water sort of helped it. And then that's always been her story. So I was like, oh, I haven't really got a story, because I don't really know. Because there was just a lot of kind of looking at the ovulation stick right now, you know.
Which always adds a nice little edge to the romance.
Yeah, relaxing that. Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that a chapter 5 of 50 Shades of Grey? Yeah.
My friend said after having sex, she was told to do some cycling legs.
Oh, I did do that.
Cycling legs.
Yeah, Pete made me do, because Pete's favourite film is The Big Lebowski. And have you seen it?
Julianne Moore.
Yeah, Julianne Moore. She lies there with her legs in the air, and he made me do that. And I was just... I felt like such a tool.
Is there a film of that somewhere? No.
Work, though. So how's your partner feeling about being a dad? Is he excited?
Yes, he is. Yeah, no, he is very excited. With the hypnobirthing thing, like sometimes it does turn into couples counselling because she gets you to go off write these lists and stuff, you know. What are your fears and stuff like that? And he's a really, really sweet, you know, his fears sort of like for me and in the birth, like saying, hope that has to be able to relax and stuff like that. But yeah, I think there was one, he'll kill me now if I get this wrong. But there was just like, he was like, I'm just worried maybe I'm not prepared enough to be a dad, sort of thing. And I saw that and went, oh, I didn't know you feel like that. So then it becomes like a sort of like marriage counselling thing.
What do you mean you're not prepared enough? Get down the library, get some books. Go and watch Father of the Bride 17 times. Ooh. Then you'll be ready.
Yeah, I remember I did like months of yoga and golden thread breath and all that sort of stuff. And then I got my first contractor and went, oh, whoa, like this is so painful. Yeah. This is, but you know, I stuck to it. But yeah, you can't, because you've never felt anything like it before. Like,
yeah,
absolutely. And then you get a baby at the end of it, which is really
exactly.
Nice.
So we've cracked that nut, I believe, as you would say.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ellen, what have we got now?
We've got telly and comedy chat with Hattie.
Oh, brilliant.
She has written comedy that's gone on to the television and been on the TV herself.
So who are your comedy inspirations, Hattie? What made you want to get into comedy in the first place?
I want to be really like, oh yeah, you know, Monty Python and all like that. I think I came from a funny family.
Yeah.
My sister's probably one of the funniest people I know. You know, we sort of did amateur dramatics when she was younger and I used to watch her and was just like, oh, that was like fun.
Yeah.
And then, but professionally, I guess, yeah, looking back, you know, like your Victoria Woods and you kind of, and then I saw Alan Carr actually, at a festival, and I just thought I just like that kind of naturalness comedy. So in terms of actual people, I was talking to someone on Facebook from an old school friend who got in touch, and she was like, oh, I see you doing comedy and stuff like that. I always remember you were really funny at school. And I was like, was I? I just remember like hating school. But I guess it was probably a bit of survival. And she was like, I remember you were always doing Mr. Bean impressions in class.
Could you do one now for us, Hattie? God. Go on, do some Mr. Bean.
I can't remember what I think it was, like, silence. So probably wouldn't be that funny.
Does it? He says something like, Teddy.
Does he?
What? I think because I was...
Okay.
it's not good for radio, basically, but... I think it was... I was that kid that... I didn't know I was dyslexic, so I was always trying to get out of stuff kind of thing. So I think... Look, I didn't realise it at the moment, but, you know, so we're all there in the class, and I think there's a sketch where he's getting loads of pens out and stuff.
Yeah.
So I think I was, like, mimicking that just to make them laugh so that then they would send me out, because then I don't have to do the work.
So you wrote this show called Give Out Girls.
So Give Out Girls, originally it was a working title was Promo Girls, but we realised no one would maybe know what Promo Girls are. So I realised Give Out Girls does kind of have a little sexual connotation, but anyway... so, in short, people can Google interviews if they want the full story, but I was a promo girl for God, about 8 years, which if people don't know what that is, it's a combination of either those people that are trying to sell you some gadget at the Ideal Home exhibition. It's, yeah. It's jobs that out-of-work actresses or writers or musicians and dancers and that do.
Mm. So is it like when you're at the station sometime, they give out free samples of water or
some little tiny Pepsi.
Right.
Everyone's, I love those little Pepsis.
Yeah. Everyone's queuing up like it's the end of the world.
Yeah, like it's a UN food parcel has arrived in the middle of London Bridge. Yeah.
And then they go, can I have two? Because my mum's over there. And you're like... No, I'm only allowed to give out one. Oh, strict
rules. And then they'll come back with a hat on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I actually had that when I was doing cheese one, and this guy just kept coming round, like, taking his hat off, taking his coat off.
Taking all his clothes off.
Back on. And it was like, I know it's you, you know? And
what kind of cheese was it?
God, I can't remember. There was all sorts. That was for Marks. Because sometimes you might be, like, in a store, stuck in Marks and Spencer's on my own.
Marks and Spencer's cheese? Wow. I'd change outfits 8 times. Cornish cruncher. Oh, yummy.
Oh, that's lovely.
But that's kind of where the writing came from, because I'd be so bored, and the only way that I could stop myself from being so miserable was sort of, making little notes of any little funny characters that I met or silly things that people tell you. Because, again, whether you're in a supermarket or out on the street, train station, you sort of become public property. And people do shout at you, when you're standing there dressed as a cigarette. I haven't been dressed as a cigarette once. And they shout, get a proper job, and all that sort of thing. And I think the only way you get through it is by making notes and say, I'm going to do something with this one day. And everyone, we all would go, this has got to be a comedy, surely,
But I think, and as well, did you get people asking you stuff? Like, I spent a summer when I was about 20 working on a hot dog stand in a theme park in Ohio in the States. And like, being English, like, that was just like... such a novelty in the Midwest, and people used to just ask me the craziest things all the time, like whether I knew Princess Diana and how close I lived to the Queen and like all this nutty stuff. And like, and I'm in downtime, I used to like read novels, like, and I remember this one guy coming over and I was reading Jane Eyre, and he went, Jane Eyre, and he went, is she a good writer? And I was like, yeah, she's brilliant. Yeah, this is her third novel. Yeah, she just lives down the road from me in Buckingham Palace. Yeah, just next door to that. Yeah, it's good times.
You can just be whoever you want, I guess. I didn't do a lot of that, but I'd have friends that were just like, oh, I'm just going to be like Scottish today. They just put on an accent to entertain themselves and stuff like that. But
times. No, that's it. So Give Out Girls, that was on...
So it was on Comedy Central. And unfortunately, Comedy Central don't have, like, a catch-up. So there's no way of, like, watching it. Unless you download it on iTunes, basically, is the only way of downloading all 6 episodes. Yeah.
Yeah.
How many was there again?
Yeah. So tell us about your forthcoming Radio 4 show, Hattie. Very exciting.
Oh, yeah. I should have looked up more about this. You need to know more than me. So this is the thing, it's not mine, I'm in it, it's Josie Long's Romance and Adventure, I think that's what she's calling it, it's been, it's been up and down, but yeah, very excited about it. We did a pilot for it, and I basically play her kind of very outspoken sister from Kent. And so it was really hard, role for me.
You're stretching yourself.
I was really stretching myself.
You took some vocal coaching and...
dialects.
Yeah. What's this, dropping this word? Yeah. Like, her sister isn't harsh, she's very outspoken in the sense that, like, obviously Josie and Josie's character in the sitcom is all into protesting and riots and stuff like that, and she's like, it's too cold, why do you want to go outside, and so she's not horrible, she's just like, doesn't get why she does what she does, but she also loves her very much. And so that we recorded in November, so I'm not sure when it's out. So be all right, won't I?
You'll be fine.
look at this. As we record this podcast now, I'm breastfeeding, so you can just take the baby down to Broadcasting House, whack him on the boob, and that's it. It'll be fine.
Yeah,
that's very exciting. So we'll look out for Hattie and Josie Long's fabulous Radio 4 show.
Lovely.
Look at you.
Now, look, we've had a lot of chat. We've had a lot of hat chat, comedy chat, baby chat.
Yeah.
Can we have a game, Helen?
Yes, we can!
Hooray!
Okay, so I've created a game for Hattie. For listeners of the podcast before, I always like to do a silly game with a guest. It's Ellie's favourite part of the show.
Sometimes. Sometimes it is.
So, Hattie, you've been blogging and you've been vlogging.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd do a game based on your ogging. So I'll give you the example and okay. then we'll go from there. And Ellie, feel free to join in or roll your eyes. Yeah, whatever just, you like.
I'm on level 199 of Candy Crush, actually. I'm good at that.
Great. So when Hattie is on YouTube, Hattie is
vlogging.
Right. Okay, you got it? Ready?
Okay.
Okay, and when you're writing, Hattie is
blogging.
Excellent. When out in the park, Hattie is
hopefully jogging.
Yes, great.
Yeah, or possibly dogging.
Don't ruin the last joke.
Oh, sorry.
Oh. It went too soon. When chopping a tree. Hattie is
logging.
Logging.
Yes, of course.
Oh, so chogging is not even a word.
When you're in Holland, Hattie is
clogging.
Clogging.
I can't believe I'm annoyed. I'm good at this game. I'm annoyed.
You're welcome.
I'm dyslexic. This is a nightmare for me.
at Christmas time, Hattie is
Christmas logging.
You're logging.
Ah.
See, that makes sense, doesn't it?
You girls are clever.
When you're in Ireland.
Is this going to be politically suspect?
No.
Okay. I don't know.
Hattie is peat bogging.
Ah.
Right. It's all going well. Why aren't you laughing?
No, why?
I don't know. Because we've known each other for so long, I don't really need to be polite anymore, I expect.
At the beginning of a book, Hattie is
ogling? No.
Prologuing.
Ah.
That's the prologue's at the beginning.
I know what prologue is. Yeah, thanks. I've got a degree in English. Yeah. Carry on.
Now, okay, Ellie.
Yeah.
This is the last one. Okay. Ready? Down a country lane, Hattie is...
Tobogganing. I know.
Can you see? Look, I've even...
Dogging.
Look, I printed out the rhyming dictionary of things that rhymed with blog. See that?
Yes.
See,
so good.
Yes.
Isn't it? Thanks, Mum.
Okay.
Right, okay.
So good. When Helen invents a game based around one joke, it's a dead horse, she's...
Flogging!
Yes!
That's actually funny, you asshole.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you for yet another original creation.
Did you enjoy that, Hattie? I did. I feel very honoured.
Oh.
Yeah, obviously I've put a lot of time and effort into it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, I think it's time now for the Scummy Mummy Confessions.
Hooray!
Hooray.
Would you like to kick us off, Ellie?
Yes, I'll kick us off. So last week I took my boys to Chessington World of Adventures, the theme park out in Surrey. Have you been, Hattie?
Years ago.
Oh.
Yeah,
it hasn't changed.
And then,
it's disappointing.
Good animals.
And we went with Steve Hill, regular podcast guest.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, it being a very hot day and it being me and Steve, it got to about 3 o'clock and we were like, there's got to be a beer. There's got to be beer somewhere in this theme park. And we managed to find this pizza restaurant and they had a poster saying, you know, Corona. So we were like, brilliant, 4 Corona. And I said, can we drink them outside the restaurant? And they went, yeah, it's fine. So there we were, a picture of scumminess, just necking bottles of beer while waiting for our other halves to take the kids on the mini truck as well, which in itself was a lovely image. And then a couple of guys in security uniforms came over and told us off for drinking at a children's theme park.
No.
And we were like, but they said it was all right. And they were like, it's not all right. You must keep your beer within the designated areas. So we got told off and we were very we didn't care. We didn't give any kind of a shit. We were really glad we had this beer. So yeah, on brand. We were
very
on brand.
Nice, very yeah. nice.
Helen, have you got a confession for us?
Yes. So I the other day, it was the hottest day in London for 9 years. Mm. So, of course, what would you do? I sat in a hipster cafe for a couple of hours and it's all got, like, retro furniture. And you have to say it in that voice, of course. Mm. So I was sitting there. It was a bit sweaty. I kept ordering some more Diet Cokes. Anyway, I thought, oh, it's 3 o'clock. I've got to get the kids. And I stood up. And when I stood up, the leather seatette of the chair was came with me and was stuck to my ass.
Oh.
And I turned around and it was just an empty frame.
That's
and,
beautiful.
But yeah, so all the hipsters sort of had to stare at the floor and feel really, really uncomfortable. But the worst thing was I sort of went, oh, you know, that sort of weird mum voice. And then I had to peel it off, but it made that kind of like I was peeling off a band-aid. So that was my sweaty bum hipster story.
Oh, that's lovely.
I probably just thought it was an installation or something.
Just an art start.
Guys, come on.
There's actually a cafe in Shoreditch where all the seats are designed to do that.
Yes,
it's a pop-up.
That's it. Yeah,
but what, your seat doesn't do that? Come on.
Oh, yeah. No.
Well, Hattie, you're nearly a mummy.
Well, a scummy pregnancy confession. I was trying to think of one. I was like, my whole pregnancy, I've lost all shame. It's already started, I think.
Yeah.
I'm quite open about things. I don't have any long stories, but two little things. I thought, again, the hottest day, had my fan, which, as I say, the water and comes out at the same time as fan. And all I was thinking about that day, I'd forgotten, I don't know what you call them, girls, the chub rub. Shorts. Which basically just leggings cut down to stop the your thighs rubbing together. And I'd forgot them on Wednesday, the hottest day.
No.
And I thought this was the worst day to forget them. And I was coming down the lift at Clapham Junction and I was on my own. I thought, I'm on my own. So I just had a good old spray up my crotch. oh, it was lovely. Bit of air, bit of water.
So you did like a fanny mist?
Yeah.
Just a little...
And I was pregnant, married.
And it was kind of funny because I thought, you know, like people would stop the lift from going, like if they're going to have sex in the lift. It was a bit like that.
Yeah.
just me or my
just
own.
Just a bit of thigh relief.
And then just general, and I've talked about it on my vlogs, is just you just blow off all the time in pregnancy. That's what I found anyway. Oh. And now I've stopped caring. Like I've just standing in the queue at the co-op and like I can't hold it in and just go, yeah, that's me. I don't care. I'm sorry. It's just coming out. Sorry, there's a lot of fun.
Oh, we like that before gigs, aren't we?
The other day, we did a gig on Saturday, and we were just tooting. We were just popping, blopping. Yeah. Oh,
well, I think that's it, isn't it? I think we've come to the end of the podcast.
We have. Thank you very much.
I bought my shower cakes.
Shower, and not cakes that you can eat in the shower.
Oh my gosh, they're gorgeous!
And I didn't mention that my sister got these made up. You know, when you like send off for the little things,
yeah.
And it says Kirsty's baby shower. so somewhere, Kirsty sitting there crying with a load of Hattie's baby shower.
Oh no!
And I said to my sister, "Oh, don't get new ones. It'd be funny." Which everyone was just confused yesterday and was like, who's Kirsty?
Why have you stolen her baby shower cakes?
So we'll eat them now.
Yeah. Oh, well, happy baby shower, Kirsty.
And it's just one foot on
one foot. One's got two little sort of weird fetus feet, and then one's got one foot that almost could look like a penis as well.
Yeah, it's nice. I can't wait to eat your baby cakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for sharing, and thank you for being a fantastic guest.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's an absolute honour.
And all the best.
Now, thanks. If people want to, can people follow you on Twitter?
So I'm on Twitter at Hattie Ashdown, and obviously my YouTube channel is Hattie Ashdown and Real Preggy Vlogs and blah blah blah, and I've got a website, all that, which is just Hattie Ashdown. I managed to buy that. That was good.
Good on you.
That's good solid brand work there by Ashdown.
Yeah,
we've done the same. We're at scummymummies.com. You can download all our previous podcasts for free. They're also on iTunes.
Mm-hmm. And we're on Instagram and Facebook, Scummy Mummies Podcast. And email us too. We've got an email address, haven't we, Ellie?
We certainly have.
You are so hip, girls.
I know, look at us.
After 50 odd times, it's finally kicked in.
That's right.
It's scummymummiespodcast@gmail.com. Well, thanks again, Hattie, and thank you for listening. Until next time, bye-bye.
Bye. On a cold morning, Hattie is fogging.
Is there someone in my house?
Hello?
Hello? Excuse me, there's someone in my house.
Are you expecting anyone?
Well, my parents have got the keys, so they're probably doing something weird. Oh, you're doing something weird. Hi, Dad. Just doing a podcast. Just come in.
Hello.
Don't knock.
Hi, Jim.
Right, in flagrante delicto then. I'm always terrified when I open a case you appear in flagrante delicto, but it's
we
not
haven't
the
been
case.
In flagrante delicto for about.
This is Hattie, Jim.
Months.
Hi, Jim. This is Jim.
Last my desk. Dad. He delivers desks, I think, suddenly, for a living. That's That's his new job, presumably. Thanks for the desk.
You've got the door here already, haven't you? Yeah.
How you been, right, Jim? Yeah. You're good? How's your cricket?
Hey?
How's your cricket going? Oh,
don't ask. Terrible. We lost on Saturday.
That's so good. We're
third from bottom now. Oh. It's just getting worse.
Someone's going to be there.
Someone's got to... Thank you, Helen.
Yeah. All right, well, we'll carry on with the podcast now, if that's all right with you.
Oh, it's a podcast?
Yeah.
Say hello. Oh, okay. We're just sitting
around the microphone with the laptop on and a guest. Just...
All right. What? No, I'll go now.
Bye, Dad. Thanks.
What?
Is that there called? We are. That's my dad.
That was podcast bombing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Photo bombing.
Anyway, where were we? I'm so sorry to spoil your excellent game. I feel like it was just gathering momentum.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.